Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. English translation of Gita Prabodhini by Shraddhe Swamiji, Sri Ramsukhdas Ji Maharaj. Chapter 12. Om Shri Paramatmane Namaha. Arjuna said, "Those devotees who ever steadfast worship you thus, with form and attributes, that is Saguna, according to Gita chapter 11 verse 55, and those who worship the imperishable and the unmanifest, that is Nirguna, which of these two is better versed in yoga?" The Blessed Lord said, "Those who, fixing their mind on me, ever steadfast and endowed with supreme faith, worship me with form and attributes, that is Saguna, are the most perfect in yoga in my opinion. But those who worship the imperishable, the indefinable, the unmanifest, the omnipresent, the unthinkable, the immovable, the unchanging, and the eternal, while restraining all their senses, being even-minded everywhere and engrossed in the welfare of all beings, they too attain me. Those who set their mind on the realization of the unmanifest, that is Nirgun Brahma, or the imperishable God, experience great difficulty in their spiritual practice. For the goal of the unmanifest is hard to reach by the body-conscious being. But those who worship me, surrendering all actions to me, regarding me as the supreme goal, meditating on me with single-minded devotion, O Partha, for those devotees whose minds are fixed on me, I speedily rescue them from the ocean of death-bound existence, that is samsara. Fix your mind on me alone and let your intellect dwell in me. In me alone you shall live thereafter. Of this there is no doubt. If you are unable to fix your mind steadily on me, then seek to reach me by Abhyasa Yoga, that is, discipline of constant yoga practice and divine name, etc. Having God as your aim, O Dhananjaya, that is Arjuna, winner of wealth. If you are unable to perform the yoga practice, as said above, be intent on doing actions for me, that is, for my sake. Even by performing selfless actions for my sake, you shall attain perfection. If you are unable to do even this, that is, perform actions for me, the discipline mentioned in the previous verse, then taking refuge in me, subduing, that is, controlling the senses, mind and intellect, etc., that is, equanimity, renounce the desire for fruit of actions. Knowledge of scriptures is better than mere practice. Meditation is better than knowledge. And superior to meditation is the renunciation of desire for the fruit of actions. Eternal peace immediately follows renunciation. The yogi who has no ill will for any being, who is friendly and compassionate to all, who is free from the feeling of I and mineness, is even-minded in pleasure and pain, forgiving, ever content, self-controlled, is of firm resolve, with mind and intellect dedicated to me. He, my devotee, is dear to me. He by whom no beings get agitated and who cannot be agitated by any being, and he who is freed from joy, envy, fear, and anxiety. He is dear to me. He who has no expectation, want, is pure internally and externally, skillful, impartial, free from sorrow and anxiety, and has completely renounced all initiatives for any new actions for pleasure and prosperity. Such a devotee is dear to me. He who neither rejoices nor hates, neither grieves nor desires, who has renounced good and evil actions without having any attachment and aversion to good and evil deeds, and who is full of devotion, is dear to me. He who is equal-minded towards friends and enemies, in honor and dishonor, in heat and cold, that is, in favorable and unfavorable circumstances affecting the body, in pleasure and pain, that is, favorable and unfavorable circumstances affecting the mind and intellect, and is free from attachment, to whom censure and praise are equal, who is silent, not silent in speech only, but thoughtful and reflective on God, who is content with whatever he gets, whether the body continues to exist or not, who has no affection due to mindness or attachment to his body or his place of residence, steady-minded and full of devotion, that man is dear to me. But those who worship me with faith, holding me as their supreme goal, follow this immortal nectar-like dharma, as declared above, such devotees are exceedingly dear to me. Thus, with Om Tat Sat, the names of the Lord, in the Upanishad, of the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Brahma, the Supreme, the scripture of Yoga, and the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjun, the 12th discourse is designated the Yoga of Devotion. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.